Barnage goes in motion to a wing on the left side, a bootleg out to the right by McCown. He's got an open field. He's going to go long and deep. He's got Gabriel out there, and he caught the ball at the 25, inside the 25.
All right, Josh, record-setting game, 457 yards. You now hold the franchise record for the most yards in a game, most yards in a three-game stretch. What's clicking right now?
You know, I really feel like it reflects our preparation. The coaches do a great job every week of, you know, from the start, you know, from Monday after we finish up the previous game's film to getting our eyes on the next opponent and the plan and getting that, you know, the call sheet to us Tuesday night to the week of work. It's been good. And so I think that's what's allowed us to play the way we played.
All right, let's talk about the touchdowns. You had three of them, two via air, one on the ground. And you hadn't run much since the week one against the Jets. What was going through your mind when you saw the open field and decided, hey, I'm going to go in there and nobody's going to hit me this time?
Yeah, well, exactly that. I took off running and I was trying to process as fast as I could. Like, you know, okay, if somebody shows up, I got to slide. You know, we got to be smart here.
Yeah.
There was green grass there and room to go. And so took off and was able to get it in the end zone.
And you certainly did. So that was one. Passing the football, two touchdowns. Let's start with the one to Gary Barnage, because it seemed like you said, all right, I see big play Gary out there. I'm just going to throw it up and see what he can do. Was that just part of the trust that you have with him at this point?
Yes, absolutely. We had had a play previous in the red zone, kind of a similar play. And I knew, I told him, I said, hey, if you get man-to-man, I'm coming to you. Well, in that particular instance, they brought all out pressure. So I said, I'm just going to pop it up to Gary because he might be back there by himself.
Sure.
That guy runs up. And so the guy kind of he came up, but then he stopped and recovered on Gary and was able to contest the throw. But Gary made a, you know, obviously a great catch. I ran up to him and, you know, was, hey, man, did you catch it? And he goes, yeah, just not with my hand, you know. And so it was a cool moment and huge momentum swing for us.
Absolutely. All right, let's go to the last touchdown to Isaiah Crowell. And, by the way, doing a great job getting the backs incorporated each of the last 2 weeks.
It's something we talked about in the spring early on. Is the backs are going to be involved in this passing game. And for us to be efficient and any good good passing game, is the backs are going to be heavily involved. And so it was just a product of that, just working through my progressions. Crow did a great job of processing through that. He's getting better and better at that, which is very encouraging. And then obviously, you know, it was just a little short throw from me. Crow made an unbelievable play, you know, to catch and carry and get in the end zone. And so that gives you confidence that, you know what, you never know what can happen. We've seen in the last 2 weeks, you know, out in San Diego as well with him, is if you get the ball in these backs' hands, Flip talked about, just put it in play. Just get it in play and see what happens. These guys are going to make plays.
All right, I know we want to savor this one, but in the NFL, it keeps going. How much are you looking forward to the challenge of the Denver Broncos defense that's playing at a very high level against an offense that's playing at a very high level?
You're exactly right. It's going to be a big challenge. These guys, they're really tough on defense. It starts with their front. We'll have eyes on them and know where Von Miller's at all the time, because he can be so disruptive. And, you know, his ability to be disruptive helps those guys on the back end. Not that they need help. I mean, Aqib Talib, these guys are good players. And so we're going to have our hands full. But as we do every week, we'll come in, we'll prepare, and flipping the guys will put a great game plan together for us. And we'll do our part to practice and get ready to execute it.